In this bulletin, Australia's COVID-19 death toll rises to 54. Around 280 evacuees arrive in Melbourne from Peru. And in cricket, Australia's test tour of Bangladesh is postponed. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Australia's coronavirus death toll has risen to 54 after Tasmania recorded another fatality. An elderly man died in the Northwest Regional Hospital in Burnie overnight, bringing the state's death toll to 4. More than 6,100 people have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in Australia, with promising signs the infection rate is slowing. But Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says it's vital Australians don't become complacent.
We need to really consider how to go to the next phase very carefully and weigh up the pros and cons of all of that. And that certainly will be our task in coming weeks. But for the time being, please stay at home. If you need to go out, keep your distance and minimise that going out to work, to exercise by yourself or in groups of two, and remember to wash your hands.
Around 280 Australian and New Zealand evacuees have arrived in Melbourne after becoming stranded in Peru due to coronavirus travel restrictions. The flight landed overnight, with passengers taken to a Melbourne hotel for a mandatory 14-day quarantine. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says three further rescue flights from Peru, Argentina and South Africa are expected to take place over the next week. Authorities are also working to secure flights for Australians stuck in India and the Philippines. Queensland Health Minister Steve Miles says he was disgusted to hear a nurse had been spat at while working at a fever clinic for potential coronavirus victims. A 52-year-old man has been charged with the serious assault of a public officer following an incident at Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital on Wednesday. Police say the man's been given a notice to appear at Brisbane Magistrates Court on the 30th of June. Mr. Miles says frontline workers should be treated with respect.
It's important that people know that the police will enforce assault charges against anyone who puts our health workers in danger. I was, of course, disgusted to hear that report, concerned for the well-being of that particular nurse, but nobody should treat our health workers like that.
Meanwhile, New South Wales Deputy Police Commissioner Gary Warboys has warned those who cough or spit on frontline workers in that state could face a $5,000 on-the-spot fine.
If you had have said some time ago when this crisis started that people would go out and cough and spit on emergency service workers and people working in pharmacies and hospitals, I would have thought that was remote. But we already have seen this sort of activity and this action taken by the government, and the fact that today police can write those $5,000 fines should send a very clear message.
The Victorian government has announced a $40.2 million package to support women and children fleeing family violence during the coronavirus pandemic. Some $20.2 million will help the state's family violence services meet the expected increase in demand during the crisis, including $10.4 million specifically for safe accommodation and support for women and children. The remaining $20 million will be spent on short-term crisis accommodation for those who feel unsafe isolating or recovering from COVID-19 at home. Prevention of Family Violence Minister Gabrielle Williams says for some, self-isolating can make them more vulnerable.
Sadly, we know that for many, predominantly women and children in our community, home is not always a safe place to be. The international experience has demonstrated to us that we should expect a spike in demand at this point in time. We know that's being borne out overseas, and we've got no reason to expect that we would be any different.
To cricket, and Australia's test tour of Bangladesh has been postponed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Cricket Australia has confirmed the two test series, which was slated to start on the 11th of June, has been postponed. CA Chief Executive Kevin Roberts has described the decision as regrettable, but says the health and welfare of the Australian and Bangladeshi people is the number one priority for both countries' cricket boards. He says CA will continue to work with the Bangladesh Cricket Board to arrive at a new date for the Test series. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Very hot and sunny in Perth, 37. An early shower or two in Adelaide, 19. Showers and becoming windy in Melbourne, 15. Showers in Hobart, 14. A shower or two in Canberra, 17. Partly cloudy and becoming windy in Wollongong, 24. Similar conditions in Sydney, 26. Windy and partly cloudy in Newcastle, 27. Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 31. Partly cloudy in Cairns, also 31. And a shower or two in a possible storm in Darwin, 30. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.